Remembering you are as you sing along.
Shiva.
Welcome, everybody, to this year's theater, Lord Shiva Spoke Thus, Satsang Theater with Devadas. I'm going to speak and tell some stories, and I will introduce you to some of the Shiva Sutras. And in the end, there will also be time for questions and answers. But first, let's start with shared silence. 1 minute. And just feel how easily the mind relaxes. And let your breath be natural and relaxed. Scene one. I see a big ocean. I see a tremendous big ocean, and it's raining, and there is mist. And in this big, big ocean, I see a white whale. The whale is swimming, swimming in the rain, and now I see something. He's carrying a big rope behind him, and he's pulling something. And this whale is really not an ordinary whale. It's a rishi from Tibet. His name is Manu, and he's white. He swims and he drags behind him a big mass of land. And this land,
follows him, and suddenly he comes near another piece of big land called Asia. And the whale dives, and the whole mass he's carrying behind him crashes into Asia, and the Himalayas are rising up, and the big bang, shong, crash, and there is a tremendous earthquake, and the Mount Everest and Kailash and all the mountains rise up, and India is at its place. Okay, scene two. In this land, everything is fine. This is eons of years later. There is a king called Bhagiratha. And the king has one problem. The people come to him and say, Bhagiratha, we have no water. So Bhagiratha, King Bhagiratha, he goes meditating. He sits in a cave and he concentrates on the sound of Aum, and he meditates and he does certain austerities. He stands in a circle of five fires. He stands on one leg for months and he does all kinds of prayers. And finally, Brahma, the heavenly father, the creator of the universe, has mercy to him, and he speaks to him, Bhagiratha, I grant you one wish, because I'm impressed by your perseverance. What is it that you want? Oh, Brahma, please give me the heavenly stream, Ganga. Give her down to me on the earth so that my people can have water. This is not possible, says Brahma, because this Ganga's flow down on the earth will be such a strong pull, the whole earth will collapse. You must get Shiva's support in this mission. So again, Bhagiratha goes and meditates, and he sits again in a cave and he concentrates. His concentration is when you pour oil from two vessels, there is a line of oil uninterrupted. He goes on for almost a year, and then he hears Shiva speak to him. Shiva says, what can I do for you? Please give me the heavenly stream, Ganga. Give me from the heavens to the earth, if you can help me with this. And Shiva, he comes down from the heavens. He puts his foot down on the highest step, Kailash Mountain. And he comes down and he sits high up in the mountains. And he meditates also. And he screams out, Ganga, Ganga, come. Now the heavenly daughter, Brahma's daughter, the stream of the heavens, comes flushing down, and she hits, fortunately enough, Shiva's forehead, and that is very strong. That could stand the push. So she stops there, and now she sees that this Shiva has some very uncombed hair. He has these dreadlocks. So she tries to undo the dreadlocks in her hair. In Shiva's hair. And by this, she got stuck with her fingers in the dreadlocks. And by this trick, Shiva pulls her down to the earth. So she starts to stream, go down from the mountains and down. And King Bhagiratha, with all his people, he goes before, and he's playing flute and drums and music, and the river comes. And when they come to Varanasi, they make a big U-turn so that the people in this city always will see the sunrise in the Ganga. And in the Ganga, there is fishes swimming, tortoises, and dolphins jumping, and the people are very happy, and this Ganga goes down and into the ocean. Scene 3. Up in the mountains now, Shiva is sitting and he's meditating. He has a smile on his face. He's blissfully resting as awareness. And his wife, Devi, she comes to him and she says some questions to him. And now I want you all to help me. Can you please stand up where you are? Just stand up and rise. And Ray, very good. Oh, we are many. Most welcome you are. Now stand on the ground and feel your feet and feel the gravity in your feet and lean a little bit forward and a little bit backward and feel how the counter force, the polar force, the gravity is pulling you up, which is consciousness. You become more and more awake the more and more you stretch up. A little bit forward again and a little bit backward. And then you there in the middle. Devi, she asks, say after me, oh Shiva, what is your reality? What is this wonder-filled universe? What constitutes seed? Who centers the universal wheel? What is this life beyond form, pervading forms? How may we enter it? Fully, above space and time, names and descriptions. Please clarify my doubts. These were the sweet questions that Devi asked Shiva. Please sit down again. And it is said that Devi, she asked this question, although she is already enlightened. She asked this question so that Shiva can give his answer, so that people, eons to come, can hear his teaching. And this teaching, he doesn't answer the question, what is your reality? But instead, Shiva gives 112 techniques, short sutras, of how Devi and we can experience the reality Shiva is in. And these short SMS, these short sutras, they come all the way down here now to the Ganges and to us. And the first one, the first sutra goes like this. He speaks to Devi and he say, O radiant one, say after me, because she's radiant and beautiful. O radiant one, this experience may dawn between two breaths, when breath goes out and turns and goes in, at the turning points, realize there are two turning points, one when it goes out and turns and goes in, and one when it's in and turns and goes out. Okay, so we try to do that now. Can you please sit a little bit straight with your back? And you can lean a little bit forward again and a little bit backward. And then you find the balance in the middle with your spine straight. Now put attention on your breath and put attention on the turning points of the breath. When breath goes out and turns and goes in and turns. In the turning points, in the gap. We will only get a short introduction to these sutras, but so that you have tasted them. Now, the first 8 of these 112 sutras, which is given in the text Vigyan Bhairav Tantra, is concerning different ways of turning your attention to the breath. And this has become the ground of Buddhist meditations, Vipassana, and also Zen Buddhism has taken those into their practice. At that time, now the teaching of Pythagoras, I mean the teaching of Shiva, it traveled on the Silk Road all over. It went to Persia, it went to Egypt, and it went all the way. And one day there was a man living in Greece called Pythagoras. And he was a famous mathematician. Now he got to hear about the teachings of Shiva. And so he decided he would go and study this. And he heard that in Egypt, there is a mystery school where they teach these meditations. So he decided to go to Egypt. He went on a boat and he sailed across the Mediterranean Sea. And he reached Egypt, and he took a camel and traveled till he found this mysterious school. And when he arrived at the mystery school, he knocked at the door. And they opened the door, and he said, "I'm Pythagoras, the famous scientist from Greece. I'm a mathematician. And I'm very famous, and now I have come to you to study the meditations and the mysteries you teach here." But to his surprise, even he was the most scholarly man and qualified in all ways, he was not allowed in. He was not allowed into the mystery school. They said, "You're not welcome, you're not ready, you go." And he was terrified. He didn't know what to do. So he walked away and he wandered around and suddenly he came to a tea house. And so he went in to have a cup of tea, which you do when you don't know what to do. So he sat down there to have a cup of tea. Now Pythagoras was in this tea shop and then he saw that in a corner of the tea shop, there was a man sitting. And he started to speak to him. Now this man was not anybody. It happened to be the Sufi mystic Mulla Nasruddin, who was out, and he was sitting there. He'd come from Persia, and Mulla Nasruddin, he was wearing a black robe. Well, Pythagoras, I will tell you one story, said now Mulla Nasruddin. And that maybe can help you.
Really?
Really, said Pythagoras. Yes, yes, listen very carefully. And Mulla Nasruddin told the following story. I'll sit down for a while. There once was a princess and a prince, and there was a king. And the king, he was the father of the princess, he had locked the princess into a tower, a big tower. And she was locked up in the tower so that no of the young men who wanted to flirt with her could come to her. Now, of course, this was very sad. She was sitting there being bored, and all the young men in the neighborhood could not come to her. But one day there was a prince coming, and the prince, he was playing the flute under the tower. And his heart was longing for the princess, of course. But there was no way he could reach there. So he was a very smart prince. So he took a small beetle. And to this beetle, he tied a silk thread on the leg. And he put some nectar on the horns of the beetle. And he put the beetle on the tower wall. And it started to climb up. And the princess was sitting up there and looking down, and suddenly she saw the beetle coming up. And when it came up to the window, she untied the silk thread and let the beetle free. It flew its way away in the sky. And now the princess started to pull the silk thread. And in the silk thread, there was a string. She pulled the string, and in the end of the string there was a rope. So she tied the rope in the tower. And now the prince, who was a very strong and bold man, he climbed up the rope all the way up to the window, and he took the princess on his shoulder, and he climbed down again. And up they went on the horse and were riding away into the sunrise, happily ever after. But now, this story has a meaning, a very special meaning. And the story has the meaning that will give you the key to the mystery school. The silk thread is the breath, and the string is your mind, and the rope is your body. So when you get hold of the breath, when you relax the breath, the mind relaxes. And when the mind is relaxed, your body relaxes. And then you can rest in meditation. And you can find the key to the mystery school. Now, with this story, Pythagoras went into the desert, and he started to look. Where could he find the silk thread? Where could he find the breath? So he didn't know to begin with, but he said he was thinking, and then he said, maybe I can look where the breath starts. So he started to put attention when the breath comes in at the starting point of breath, when and follow the breath from there. So this is the technique he did. So we can try that. He did this technique, and Shiva says the technique like this: in worldly activities, put attention on the beginning of breath, and in a few days be born anew. So if you sit straight again, we can just put attention as you breathe out first. And when you breathe in, you watch by the door of the nose, and you catch the breath there. And then there is a new beginning. Put attention on the beginning of breath. And so continuing, in a few days be born anew. Well, scene five, maybe. Now, after 6 weeks of doing this practice in the desert, Pythagoras went back to the mystery school, and he knocked on the door again. And they opened the door, and he was let in. They opened the door, and he said, "Now, I understand. You were right first time I was here. I was identifying with my knowledge, with all my mathematical formulas, and all my position as a mathematic and a scientist. And now I come to know that I'm not my thinking. I have come to know that I am." So now he was allowed into the mystery school. And the next scene is Pythagoras in the mystery school. But before I tell you what happened in the mystery school, I must tell you a story from my own life. It was the first time I was here in Lakshmanjula. It was 1967. And I was studying yoga with a guru. You can see his white fence up on the road, over the mango grove over there. He's still living there, and his name is Premvarni, Pali Yogi Premvarni. And he can see Shantimai in his binoculars sometimes as she goes in the garden here. And I was studying yoga with him for 3 years. And one day I said, "I want to learn meditation." And he said, "You come 4 o'clock tomorrow morning." So I put my alarm clock on, 4 o'clock. It was really cold. It was December. I went up, and he was awake. He was sitting with a small biroshi with glowing fire and putting tulsi leaves and incense in there. And I sat down. And now he taught me a meditation, which was the same that Pythagoras learned in the mystery school in Egypt, I came to know much later. And the technique that they taught Pythagoras is like this. Shiva says to Devi, You can say after me, attention. Attention on the forehead. Put mind before thought. Let essence of breath fill form till top of the head, and there shower us light. Attention on the forehead, that's easy. Put mind before thought. What's meant there by mind is Buddha mind. Buddha mind is empty as the sky. There is no thoughts. There's just awake and aware. So put mind before thought and let essence of breath, essence means the prana in the breath, let essence of breath fill the form from down and up, and like you fill a bottle, and till the top of the head, and there shower us light. Okay, we can try to do that. Can you please sit up again, or you want to lay down? This is a hard theater scene, seems like. Okay, it's hot. Okay, if you sit up, and then you try. Okay, we try it together. Put attention on the forehead, and you will see a small white light there. Let essence, put mind before thought. You just rest in that which is awake and aware. And let essence of breath fill form from down and up till the top of the head, and there shower us light. We try that for 1 minute. And now it's time for banana meditation, actually. So where are the banana girls? the funny thing with the Tantra Sutras, or the beautiful thing, is that it's very positive to the senses. Many of the meditations go through the senses. It's not like yoga when you hide in a cave and you pull all your senses in like a tortoise under your shield. Now you take a banana and you don't eat it yet. We will try this I will show you what Shiva says about eating. You can start with smelling it. And the technique the technique with smelling it is when vividly aware, Shiva says to Parvati, when vividly aware through some particular sense, keep in the awareness. This is the sutra. When you're aware of a particular sense, through some particular sense, keep in the awareness, rest in that awareness of the, what the sense is telling you. So now you just try to smell the banana. This is very concrete. Shiva is very concrete. You smell the banana and you feel there is a message. There is a flower behind the banana somewhere. Once, and you can make that the sensation of the smell a meditation. When vividly aware through some particular sense, keep in the awareness. Just be one with this, with the smelling. And now we will come to the eating part. You didn't get one banana? Oh my goddess, you missed this meditation. Okay. Then he says, when eating and drinking become one when eating and drinking become one with the taste of the food and be filled. So when you eat the banana now, you put all your attention on the taste and become one with the taste of the food and experience oneness with everything through the sense of tasting. You can do it with drinking also, if you have water. You become, when eating and drinking, become one with the taste. Absolutely, chai possible. And the French do it with wine, you know? They start to smell it first, and then they meditate when they sip it. And the Japanese do it with chai, yeah? They have a very developed chai meditation, tea meditation. It's a part of the Zen tradition there, which also comes from Buddhism. And Buddha was learning from Shiva. Shiva is much older than the Buddhist tradition. And Zen is coming from Buddhism. So it's all coming from Shiva. Someone is collecting it here. We will feed the cow. Okay, now we will do one more of those. Maybe we can do a music meditation, would be nice. Can we have some instrumental music? Is that okay? What happened? The musician skipped away. Instrumental. There is four different techniques when listening to music. And the one with string instruments is like this. When listening to stringed instruments, Shiva says, put attention on the central core, thus omnipresence. So you can say after me, when listening to stringed instruments, put attention on the central core, thus omnipresence. I think that's so sweet, thus omnipresence. So we see if we can. There is one with regarding bells. Shiva says, when listening to bells, put attention on the silence before I hit the bell and the silence after the bell has rung out. We can do that. Are you ready? And there, in that silence, you can rest again. Now, we will do eye meditation. So, I want you to all turn around so you sit in front of someone, like two and two. Possible? You find someone? We are just going to look with the eyes. Eye meditation. Did everyone find someone? No, there is one alone. Is there one more single one somewhere? No, everyone got someone? Mats, how about you? Yeah, you have got someone there? Okay. I can try with you. Okay. The technique is when vividly aware, say after me,
when vividly aware,
through some particular sense, keep in the awareness.
Keep in the awareness.
Okay, so now you're going to, we try first, you look the other person on, right in the third eye. We do that for 1 minute. Now. There is the source of joy, yeah? So it's pure awareness there. We try one more. Looking is awareness, and looking is love. So now we look right in the eyes. We see if that works. With experiment, 1 minute only. You can try it. If you start to laugh, it's totally okay because there is the source of joy there. Okay, 1, 2, 3. I'm only giving you a small introduction. Yes, this could be a small introduction. Yeah, we go on, and now I want you to stand up in a circle. Is that possible? If we could take it down there on the side, and we leave, you just back off to the windows there. I can borrow you. Connect them. You will have to connect here. So there you are, almost a circle, huh? Are you a circle? Yes, very good. We will try one. I love those when vividly aware through some particular sense. We will turn around this way now, one and one. Let go of the hands. And we just walk and put attention on the feet. So lift your left foot and then lift, put down slowly. Lift and put down slowly. And feel how the foot is touching the ground. Be aware of the foot touching the ground. And there is a meditation from the Lapps in the north. They say, the way we carry our body is our meditation. So try to straighten up. And feel the gravity pulling you down and the awareness pulling you up. And the feet touching the ground slowly, slowly. Lift, carry, put down. Lift, carry, put down. And lift, carry, put down. Lift, carry, put down. Lift, carry, put down. And this you can do in various speeds. You can even do it running. You can easy to start slowly, slowly. Okay. you can stop. Now we will try a more difficult variation. If you turn to her, and you two turn, you turn to her, you two turn. Yes. You go this way, yeah? Okay. Now what happened here? One was, you came like, all right. Everyone is facing someone now. Okay, I have to face you. I will try to make it with the microphone. It's really difficult for me, actually. Can you sit down for a while and wait? I can't solve this solution. Okay, someone can change with him if he feels okay with that. Now you pull out right hand. Okay, you go there instead. Put out right hand. You put the right hand in right hand, and you say, and you look the person in the eye, and you say, "Namaste." The inner guru in me is greeting the inner guru in you. Okay. Namaste, isn't it? Namaste. Okay. Sorry. Namaste. Sorry. My Swedish. Okay. Namaste. You look the person in the eye, and then you pull the person. You pass the person, and you pull out your left hand. Try to do that. And then you pass on the outer side, and then you will come to a new person. You will greet this one with your left hand. You go this way? Yeah. And you turn out left hand? You understand? Oh my goddess, this was difficult. Continue. Namaste. And then you go past on the other side. Next time, you go past on that side. Yeah, right. And then you reach out to the next. Yeah. You turn out left hand, right hand, and there's someone coming in your line, no? And watch, look in the eyes, and if you see someone there, it works, huh? Not really. We start from the beginning, okay? We start from the beginning. Go out on the circle again. We have to try to make this work, you know? This is funny. The movement is like this. You right hand and left hand and right hand, and then you go on the some music you need for that, and then you get into dancing. We try one more. Face two and two. You can start these two. You start two, and then you make here two, and you two. Music. Oh, wow. That would be funny. You two, you turn around this one. Is it running?
Sure.
And this two. And you with this girl? Yes. Okay. That doesn't matter. Okay, now you put right hand in right hand. Okay. And say namaste. And you don't let her loose until you have the next one. Okay, you walk past this one. No, no, wrong side. You have to go on that side. Not so, and left. You don't let go until you have the next one. Okay. Then you get... Don't let go until you hold the new hand. Right.
What tell you the day? I love you by and by. I don't know if I'd survive without a friend like you in my life.
Yep, here, huh? Okay, go on, yes.
And I know words can be the worst to purvey. How it is I feel for you, it's hard for me to say. But if we keep it simple, I think it's better that way. Words tend to lead my
it's getting better, it's getting better.
I'll tell you that I love you by and by. And I don't know if I'd survive without a friend like you in my life.
Have you gone around the circle? Yes. Many times. Very good. Please sit down again. That's okay. Thank you.
Oops. Without a friend like you in my life. Oh, I tell you that I...
You will always miss 50%. You'll always miss 50% because they're walking after you. There's a lot of meditation techniques from Shiva, and one is about anger. And I can tell you a thing that happened to me. These techniques, you have to practice them for maybe 2-3. He says it is proposed that you practice them, you play around with them, don't be serious with them. You play with them for a couple of months, and if you benefit from them, you can... They can become like friends to you, and in the situation you use them. There is one called about anger, which goes like this. In moods of extreme desire, in moods of extreme anger, be undisturbed. Shiva says, be undisturbed. And the way it is explained is that the when you get angry on someone, you can either, there's two possibilities, you either go out and grab the guy by the throat, or you turn the energy totally around and you go totally right in, because in every cyclone there is one point which is totally quiet, still. So instead of going out in the turmoil, you go straight in and you rest in that still point. Pardon? Well, it happened, and this technique, it happened to me. I was working as a school teacher, and one time I had we were going to play a game outside, and my goddess Durga, one child wasn't going to participate in the game, so I was getting really mad at him, and you're not going to destroy this funny game we're going to do outside in the sunshine. We should really be inside doing mathematics. But now I don't want to play, he said, you know. So, and then just as I was going to force him or something, I totally turned around. I heard in moods of extreme desire, be undisturbed. I heard the voice of the technique in, explained to me by Osho, actually, but I heard so I did that, and I turned totally in, and from that stillness right there, I looked at him with just compassion. So I let him go for a while. I just started to do the game with the rest of the children, and they started the game, some kind of cricket, Swedish cricket. And when I looked up, he had sneaked behind my back and he was out there playing with the rest of them, catching a ball. So then I realized, it's life that teaches you the technique. First you learn it intellectually, and then some situation in life teaches you the meditation technique. So he was happy and free, and I was happy and free. Now, there are some papers here with the techniques we've been talking about, and some more. It starts with the questions, the sweet questions that the sutra, Devi asks, O Shiva, what is your reality? That's where it starts. And now comes the time, you read the question and answer is coming now, so you can... You read the skip through them in 1 minute, and then we go on. So now, these are only some of the techniques in this book. So there is. This is the book where Osho explains these Shiva Sutras. And I have it on a USB memory stick if you want it. As text. And you can also download it as audio. What I've been talking to today on our website, freeacademy.se. But now, is anyone having any questions about these sutras or anything that we did today? Please come up. Now, this is like, there is one technique here, which is funny. This on the page where the pictures are. This so-called universe in the middle there, this so-called universe appears as a juggling, a picture show. To be happy, look upon it so. So this is theater. Now I will play the guru and you will play the one who put the questions. So now I sit up here and you come here also.
Someone there? No.
Someone can come up here, please. I have a question. You have a question? Yeah?
No?
Anyone? Please come.
Yes. You sit here. Now here.
Okay.
Now I feel nervous.
What do you think I do?
When we make walking meditation.
Yes.
We also
put the microphone like this, yeah.
We put attention, awareness in our feet.
Yes. Yes.
But when we step our feet. There is already program about the another feet. I want to know what it is.
That's beautiful. You don't have to think about walking. You can. It goes automatic, no?
Yeah, but when I walk, and on the river or somewhere, and I step by rock, one rock from another rock, and I'm so much aware for this all steps.
Yeah.
At a certain time, I realize when I put one step, I already program, I don't know how to say, but I already know about the another step. I want to know what it is in the meditation technique.
I think that's... when you know the next step, that's very beautiful, I think. That's perfect, isn't it? Yeah. Is there any problem with this?
No, but then it takes me to the present, to the future. My mind went to the future, then in the present. It's not completely in the present. You understand what?
Yes. Okay. But that's also perfectly all right. There is another technique here which Shiva says which is one of my favorites actually. Wherever your is wandering, yeah, where is it? Wherever. Yeah, wherever your mind is wandering, internally, externally, or externally, at this very place, this. So it's that's the way it is. So if your mind is wandering internally or externally, and you are at the present with one step, and then you're also in the future with the next step. That's beautiful. You can have... that is the situation. So that is this. This is this. That's very beautiful. Otherwise, maybe you stumble. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. My goddess Durga. It's getting long, too long here, maybe. Is there anyone having more questions? You take this one.
Yes. When I want to meditate, for example, the third one, at the point of sleep, when the sleep has not yet come and the external wakefulness vanishes, at this point being is revealed.
Revealed, yeah.
Yeah. How do I practice this?
How do you practice this? That's a very beautiful technique. It's about when sleeping. When you go to bed, when you go to sleep, and a wakeful awareness vanishes, and still sleep has not yet come, then you have a point there which is like a gap. You're out of your mind, and you're still not sleeping. You're still aware. That's pure awareness right there. And when you, same when you wake up, when you're down in sleep and you come up in awareness, and still the mind has not started to go around, and then you can be, you have that gap there. You're just pure awake without any content, like the pure space. This beautiful place
there.
Yeah,
but because the problem is that... normally, in life, you have lots of problems, and you're thinking just before sleeping, you know, a lot of things.
Mm.
So maybe this could be a meditation for getting off this, you know?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. You can, if you are interested in this point, you're looking out for this point, then you fall asleep very quick, and you'll miss it again. You know, you can play with this. It takes very long time before you find that space. I find it easy when I wake up. Before I get into the mind, there is a space. But also sometimes when you lay in a sofa in the daytime, and you maybe listening to music, you become one with everything, and then there also you have that space.
Mm. And how do I practice? I only read this for myself.
Yes.
Yes, and. Well, I get this text close to myself. This is like I practice this.
It is more deeply explained by Osho in this book by the feet of you there. And there is a CD you can get for 50 rupees and listen to where he explains it maybe half an hour, this technique.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
All right. Any more questions? Yes.
Just about the same question. I find when I'm meditating, I fall into that state. I feel like I'm asleep in between sleep and being awake. And I wasn't sure if that's meditation. Is it meditation? Or is it that I'm just daydreaming? Because sometimes it feels like I'm daydreaming, but I'm totally aware that I'm in between sleep and awake.
Oh, just rest in that gap and experience the beauty of it, I think.
So it is part of meditation.
That's one of the meditation things. Well, when you start to daydream, your mind is wandering again.
It's blank, but I'm aware.
Yeah, that's beautiful, isn't it?
Okay.
Any more questions? This technique, wherever your mind, I was traveling around India for 4 winters and ask guru shopping and asking every guru the same question. My standard question was how to quiet the mind. How to quiet the mind. And I met Sai Baba and I met Nimkarili Baba, I met different gurus. I don't even remember the names of. But when I came to Osho, he explained this technique: wherever your mind is wandering, internally or externally, at this very place, this. And that this is what the Buddhists call tathāta, suchness, the undividable one, which is they use instead of God. So wherever your mind is wandering, internally or externally, this. And then I understood, then my question dropped. The question I've had, that how to quiet the mind, because I understood you cannot stop the river Ganges to flow and you cannot stop the clouds to go in the sky. But that's the way it is. That's this. So that's totally okay. So then my question dropped. So I went home to Sweden after that. Well, I think it's high time to finish this. And I just want to finish to say thank you to all of you who endured so long. It was really courageous of you. And I also want to thank to Sasha Dam and our beloved Shanti Mai and the sound people and the music people here. Thank you very much. And there are 10,000 questions. There are 10,000 questions, and there is no answer to all the questions. But one thing is sure, that when you meditate, when you connect to your heart, and when you rest as awareness, that the questions will disappear. Just as dewdrops disappear on a rose flower when the sun rises and the warm wind blows. Namaste, thank you very much for coming here. And more, there is, this theater is, Free Academy is a non-profit trust, but if you want, you can please give donations to Sasha Dam and Shanti Mai in the basket over there. And there is, the sutras I've been talking about today, you can listen to them in 9 discourses by Osho, the beloved one. They're 50 rupees each. They're on the table there if you want to listen in your MP3 player. And they are about these Shiva sutras.